All right. Well, we've got John Jacob Schmidt of Radio Free Readout coming up. I'm going to give him a call in just a second here. And we'll get this week's Readout report. So while we're doing that, Jim, why don't you tell us a little bit about John Jacob Schmidt?
Oh, John Jacob Schmidt is a friend of mine. He is the founder and DJ and I think official chief bottle washer of Radio Free Readout. He's a Patriot radio broadcaster that does a great job on the radio and really has a heart for liberty. And glad to call John my friend. And he is he's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on in this Northwest United States way more than me. So is he on the air with us?
Not yet. I'm trying to add him.
Okay.
Let's see.
Because I didn't know if he heard me say all those nice things about him. Because if he did, I was going to say I was just kidding, John, about that stuff. No, he's a good guy, and he's doing a and he'll be talking about it. I'm sure he's doing a preparedness readiness thing coming up this weekend. And you know, the great thing about him is he you know, there's certain people that talk about doing things, and there's people that actually get out and do things. And he is the latter of the two.
John, are you with us?
There.
There we got him now.
We got
all right.
There we go. Sound good.
All right.
Sound crystal can you
clear?
Hear me?
Yeah, sound crystal clear now. Excellent. Joining us on the line is John Jacob Schmidt. As I was just saying, John is the founder and really the editor of Radio Free Readout. He has a radio program that he has every week that he podcasts out after the show's done live. I think Sunday night at, I want to say it's 8 o'clock Pacific time, John, Sunday night. Is that right?
Yes, 8 o'clock, yes. 8 p.m. Pacific every Sunday evening. You bet.
Yes, excellent. As you can tell, John has a smooth radio voice. And we're going to have him come on here and talk about his this weekend is your preparedness exercise thing you got going on, John. And I want you to go ahead and tell, if you don't mind, our listeners once again about that and how they can learn more about that. And then you can go right into the readout report for us, my friend.
Absolutely. We are approaching a scenario-based nationwide disaster exercise, and we are at AMCON 3 right now, which is AMRON condition, communications condition level 3. And so people are inventorying their gear. They are doing their test checks among their local nets and getting everything ready, because based on the SIT reps, the situation reports that are coming out, we're seeing a ramping up of, well, a deterioration of the socio-political climate. And, of course, that's tied in with economic downturns, a lot of reaction by the federal government and things happening around the world. And what's interesting is that this is a scenario-based exercise that's been drafted for months. And as these reports are coming out, they're actually mimicking real-world news briefs, including...
I was actually going to say, it sounds like you timed it perfectly.
Well, it's definitely ironic. We included a fictitional Ebola outbreak that goes beyond the ability of the health organizations to control it. There are several things that are real-world right now that are happening in the economic markets. And so what we did, and of course we always planned this from the beginning, was to make sure that we put a three-letter, well, exercise, 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 three times before the announcement of a situation report. But now we're having to make sure, doubly sure, that we separate real-world news briefs from the fictitional scenario-based. So I don't know. I don't know
John,
how many.
John, if I can interrupt you. Later up to a second, if I get this straight, are you telling me that the people you're in contact with, the people that you, let's not say train with, but are in contact with on these matters, okay? Are you telling me that they are really literally not just an exercise, but they are personally ramping up their personal alert to the next level? Or is this just all part of the exercise?
No, well, this is part of the exercise. We're putting out news briefs. We have a situation report page at AMRON.com. Where we're putting out, you know, further developments and the government's response. And at some point, we have at AMRON.com, under the T-Rex tab, there's a a scenario timeline that you can print out, and that takes you right into the weekend, which officially starts August 22nd, Friday, and will go till about noon on Sunday, Pacific time, on the 24th. And so we are ramping up to that with putting out, you know, news reports showing the deteriorating situation. So everything goes full-blown on Friday, to include martial law, curfews put in place, checkpoints, and then, of course, there's other stuff with this Ebola and another unknown terrorist attack that we're also experiencing in the scenario that will come to light for those who are monitoring and participating in the nationwide communications nets. And so we're excited. We're looking forward to it. But, yes, the reports that are coming in from, you know, we have people in the intelligence community who are redoubters and AMRON operators. And some of them are active. Some of them are retired. And so they're feeding us real-world situation reports that help support our scenario. And it's really ironic because – it's getting hard now to differentiate between our made-up scenario and real-world news that's coming in.
Well, speaking of martial law and those type of matters, John, you may have or may not have seen, we were talking about this earlier, have you seen this Ferguson cop that points the gun at a journalist and tells you he's going to effing kill you? Did
yeah.
you see that?
Yeah.
I mean, and, for Pete's sake, brother, it's getting out of hand.
Yeah, it is out of hand, and it's volatile on both sides. Both sides are out of hand, and accountability. Well, they're going to bring accountability to that officer. There are so many eyes and ears on this situation, watching the government's response, and it's created a real conundrum because, you know, I covered this on Sunday. This is a tough spot for your average police officer. You know, he's trying to support his family, and, you know, he's not a tyrant, and he just goes to work. And now he finds himself in the middle of this. And there are tyrants in law enforcement. There's no question about it. Egocentric, power-hungry people. And then there are good men and there are patriots. You know, just like anywhere else or any other workplace you've ever been in, there's jerks and then there's great people. And law enforcement is no different, other than it tends to draw more of your egocentric type A personality, so which requires more accountability and higher standards. And so that officer that did that, and there's a couple other cases too, they are jerking up on their leashes really hard because so many people are watching. What's scary is when people aren't watching, these incidents often, or where they think people aren't watching. The trend that we see, you know, law enforcement kind of gravitating toward. But, you know, with this situation in Missouri, you know, you've got people that are arming themselves to protect their businesses because the police won't show up. So they're screaming at the police for not doing their duty and for standing down the street and not helping them. And then, but when the police do advance, then the crowds shriek and point at the police and say, tyrants, evil white cops, bad. Look, at they're advancing on us, you know. And so it would suck to be a cop in
what's going to happen when all these places like Chicago and New York that have all been disarmed, what happens when inevitably it's going to come and be coming to their street? There's not going to be guns for shop owners to hold these people back, is there? There's going to be nothing. They're going to have sticks and stones, maybe a baseball bat or two. You're not going to stop a mob with a baseball bat.
No, it's not intended to be. And this is a culling of the herd that's been planned for a long time. There's so many things that are going to shear the numbers. There's, you know, we're already seeing the continuing food shortages, and we're just seeing a glimpse of what's to come. We have water wars going on where they're talking about evacuating whole towns in California because of a lack of water. They're cutting water off to farmers, sometimes directly and sometimes indirectly, just by charging them so much. Are you still there?
Yeah, we sure are, John.
Okay. They're charging them so much for water that the farmers are saying, I got to move on and find something else to do. So we have food shortages coming up. You've got crime where people are disarmed and can't defend themselves against it. You have a rising police state and a militarization of law enforcement. And then we create these riotous and unrest situations, which requires heavy-handed measures to deal with, because the people demand it. And I've always said this, you know, they're not gonna say, okay, everybody give up your guns. That would blow up in their face, as we saw, you know, a year and a half ago with Obama calling for just, you know, across the board gun confiscation. What they're going to do is they're going to create a situation, instead of forcing a police state on us, they're going to create a situation where we demand it. Please come and rescue us. Whatever.
I agree. You're right. You're absolutely on to something there, man. You're spot on with that.
So this is all, you know, from a Christian perspective, this is spiritual warfare. This is stuff that's, it sets the deepest levels, at the highest levels of government, all the way down to the lowest social level, through our, you know, just like what you were talking about with this young lady before you, what's happening through our media, indoctrinating and stripping the morals from, you know, the younger generation. All of this, there's so many facets to this that this is not some brilliant group of people in sitting around a table in a boardroom deciding how to take down America. This is deeper than that. This is demonic.
Now, John, have you had a chance to look at the newly released document that the U.S. Army has put out? It's the 132-page document titled U.S. Army Techniques Publication 3-39.33. Can you comment on that? It seems like things are just getting
But see, that's not a news flash. What that is just another piece of evidence stacked on a mountain of evidence that corroborates what we've been warning for years. We've seen this build up. So, I'm not dismissing it or minimizing it. What I'm saying, though, is we need to keep that kind of stuff in our back pocket when we're challenged by the naysayers saying, I don't see this police state you're talking about. They're not going to round people up. They're not going to – you could pull stuff like that out. You know, and it's not just, oh, that was a document that came out 3 years ago that Alex Jones freaked out about. No, this is another document, and this came out last week. This is another in a whole stack of documents, because we need to arm ourselves with the evidence. First of all, it's helpful because it's helpful for us to say, okay, all right, I'm not crazy. This is real. All right. There are more signs, that are surfacing, that what my gut's telling me, what my eyes and ears are telling me is true. And, I'm not an alarmist and I'm not Chicken Little. This is serious and this is real. But you're right. We need to be watchful of this stuff. We need to be aware of it. We need to sock it away. And man, this is such a challenge to educate the people, because we've got a culture now and an electorate who's accepting of these things. They don't even flinch. And 10 years ago, to bring something like this up, you were a conspiracy theorist. But now, it's just, why are you overreacting? It's no big deal.
You know, John, we're going to have to start having you on 10 minutes earlier, man, because there's never enough time when we talk.
I know it flies, doesn't it?
It does, man. It flies by. Before we, first of all, I think you heard us say, if you heard the show before, I mean, we do know that the majority of law enforcement officers are good people, man. They really are. We really, really believe that. But there are, like you said, there is these bad element in there, man, that is really, it's not good. But anyway, we'll have you on earlier next week, but I want you to get your websites and stuff like that out. I want to make sure before the server kicks us off on a hard break, make sure you get your stuff on.
John, if you want and you're able to, you're welcome to hang around after the break a little bit too and continue on this conversation. We've got a little bit of time if you've got it.
Yeah, we got Glenn Tate coming on here just a little after the break. Your friend Glenn, your friend and mine, Glenn Tate.
I'll steal Glenn Tate's time, no problem. No, man, that's a treat. I'll hang out just for a couple minutes because I want Glenn to be able to talk about. I know he's got some great stuff going on, and I want to give him plenty of time to talk about that. But we can definitely touch just for a couple minutes after the break.
Okay.
That's great, man. That's great. I apologize. Now, you were on a topic, and I really cut you off. If you can remember where you were at, please pick it back up again.
I can't.
Okay. Okay.
RadioFreeReadout.com and Amron, AMRRON.com to learn more about T-Rex, and we'll brush up on that a little bit after the break.
Yeah, excellent. Sounds like the break's coming up now. Is that music coming in, Jason?
Yep, perfect time.
Okay, we'll be about 5 or 6 minutes, John. We'll be back on the line.
Standing by.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Liberty Brothers Radio Show, Hour 2. I am your host, as always, Jason Vantano, with my partner in crime, Jim White. We also have John Jacob Schmidt of the Radio Free Readout. And before we get back to our guest, I want to always remind people that this is a great thing we got going on here with Revolution Radio. It is one of the largest listener-sponsored internet radio shows out there on the internet. And as we saw this last week, how easy it is to lose things like the YouTube channel, you know, when we're dealing with mainstream media and the powers that be, we have to use those tools as best we can for this information war, but they can shut us off. So, folks, we need your support. We need you to go out there and donate to Revolution Radio. It's as easy as going to the website, freedomslips.com, and clicking on that donate button. You know, $5 helps, guys. I know they've got 17 days left on their goal of $1,900. They've got $1,185, so please help us make that goal. Our listener base is growing and growing, and with that added bandwidth, we need to have more support. So please, folks, before we lose out on this great source of alternative news and views, everything from aliens to Agenda 21. So thanks, folks. And here we are back with Jim White and John Jacob Schmidt. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. You do such a good job at that, Jason. You're so smooth on that. It sounds so
doing
good.
Doing great. Got that dialed in.
Well, he does. Got that dialed right in. I agree. And, you know, I'm happy to say John is the first guest we've ever carried over into the second hour. So, John, thanks.
Hey, yeah.
That sounds great. Yeah. So, we have our friend and yours, as I said, Glenn Tate's coming on here in about 5 minutes. If you have anything to report, I don't know if the main readout report was the exercise come up, because I know it's probably the main thing going on in the readout area this weekend.
We are absolutely ramping up for the for T-Rex, and that's been no small task. It's consumed us, but there are definitely some things in the American readout. Idaho still remains the number one pick for people that are taking the gap and strategically relocating to get out of occupied America, mostly the panhandle counties of Kootenai County, Bonner County, and Boundary County. And Kalispell stays at the number two spot for readout.
Is that right? Is it really number two for real?
Yep. And number three is the Palouse area of Idaho between Moscow and Lewiston and Kamei and down that area. It's kind of the area that was covered in James Rawls' books, Patriots. And number four is the Spokane, north of Spokane, Stevens County in Washington. But that's mostly the people that want to stay in Washington, and they're usually escaping the occupied territory over there around the Seattle area. So they come to this side of the mountains to feel safer, and they are. Number five is your northwest Montana area, Libby and Knoxon areas. But those are pretty economically depressed, so you have to be financially independent, really, to be able to relocate there. Idaho unemployment showed higher at 5.6%, and Montana, hey, is a 4.6% unemployment. But Bozeman, actually, they have a 3% unemployment rate. So people that are looking to redoubt into Montana and the surrounding area, they are They've got the lowest unemployment rate that I've been able to find. I thought that was pretty interesting.
It's probably oil. You know, I imagine, John, there's probably some spillover from the Bakken oil. I got to believe that's got to be help, because they're paying people over there in the oil fields. I guess they're paying them like $18 or $20 an hour to work at McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. And so there's somebody who could, you know, it's not uncommon for somebody like Bozeman is close enough, you know, to run over there to work, come home on the weekends, and so they're not looking for Bozeman, you know, and or you know, any of the surrounding areas within say 500 miles from the oil fields, or more.
Do me a favor if you can, John. Give out your email addresses here and your Facebook page or
And John, someone just asked for your website as well in the chat room.
Okay. Well, of course, our primary website, our flagship, is radiofreeredoubt.com. That's with a B, R-E-D-O-U-B-T, Radio Free Redoubt. And then, of course, our communications network is at amron.com. That stands for the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network. So it's A-M-R-R-O-N.com. And, of course, we have Facebook pages that support Radio Free Redoubt. So Facebook.com/Radio Free Redoubt and Facebook.com/Amron. And JohnJacob@RadioFreeRedoubt.com is the email address.
Excellent, John. You know, we're just delighted that you've decided to join us here every week and giving us the readout report and talking about.
My pleasure.
You can talk about anything. I mean, you're one of those guys that we can talk about just about any topic.
Yeah, I love having you on and just getting your opinions and insights as to what's happening for the week. It definitely brings a certain depth to the show.
It gives Mrs. Schmidt a break, too.
I'm sure she's happy about that. You know, what we'll do is we'll start having you on a little bit earlier, as a matter of fact, because we'll start having you on around 2:30 instead of 2:40, because there's just not enough time with you, brother. Yeah, it does go fast, but thanks so much, John. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. And if there's anything we can do, of course, here at the Liberty Brothers to further the cause of liberty on your end, to let us know.
Thank you so much. All right, you guys, God bless and Godspeed. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you too, man. Take care.
All right, talk to you later. Bye now.
Yeah, bye.